Another Cosmos reading from 2018 Autumn Australian Edition by Andrew P. Street, The Science of Lego. Lego's new Women of NASA set, featuring four space agencies pioneering female scientists, has a long time coming. It is an iconic step in popular culture that redresses the lack of recognition given to women who helped us all reach for the stars. The addition to the Lego lineup continues the strong mental and emotional connection between toy blocks and exploration of space that any Lego lover has been likely to share since the 1970s. From the moment the venerable company rolled out its debut Lego space set in 1978, generations of future scientists took their first step towards stars by building moon bases and lunar rovers with those relentlessly smiling red, white and blue and yellow clad astronauts. The relationship has never stopped. The Danish company, which began in 1932, enjoyed the highest ever revenue in 2016 due to part of its Star Wars toy line, with the iconic Millennium Falcon spaceship the best-selling toy. But it isn't just fantasy that lies at Lego's that ties Lego to space. Since 2011, Lego Ideas Project, which turns submissions from users into products, has led to a handful of sets based on real-life space exploration. The Hayabusa asteroid probe was first, followed in 2014 by the Mars Curiosity rover set, a design submitted by NASA rover engineer Stefan Packbartz. In 2017 came the Apollo 11 Saturn V kit, which is a meter tall and made of almost 2,000 pieces. The Women of NASA set is the latest in the line, based on the submission of Lego Ideas a science writer Mia Weinstock. There are four minifigures in a box: astronomer, NASA administrator and Hubble telescope champion Nancy Grace Roman, Apollo program software engineer Margaret Hamilton, and pioneering space shuttle astronauts Sally Ride and Mae Jemison. Come all with career-appropriate accessories, dioramas, and keeping with their expertise. Weinstock's original proposal included a fifth figure, Katherine Johnson, who calculated the trajectories of the rockets that put NASA's first step, into space. Her story, along with fellow African-American mathematician Mary Jackson and Dorothy Vaughan, has been the basis of the film Hidden Figures. The toy company was unable, however, to secure permission to include Johnson in their set. Lego isn't just into space, but in space. Even as you read there is three Lego minifigurines orbiting Jupiter. There's Jupiter, the king of the gods, the ancient Roman mythology, his wife, Juno, and Gallo Galilei, the man who first described the four great moons of Jupiter. They are on the board the NASA's Juno probe, cast in aluminium rather than plastic to withstand the rigors of the journey. Although they're unlikely to survive the craft's planned descent and disintegration into the atmosphere on Jupiter, scheduled for July 2018. It's something of a call back to 2011, when the final flight of the Space Shuttle Discovery took place with a Lego version of itself aboard. The relationship between cosmological sciences and Lego goes much deeper than some cool toys and some space probe stowaways. The interaction goes the other way as well, with scientists using Lego to design, teach, and conceptualize some very complex questions. The beauty of Lego in public outreach and education is the sheer familiarity. Nearly everyone messed around with Lego as a kid, and it's a completely familiar and often confusing world of physics. If you're trying to explain a range of methodological challenges inherent to conducting an experiment, Lego is an unthreatening medium with to do it. And this is all the basis of the 2017 paper in the American Journal of Physics by lecturers from Flinders University, Adelaide, which outlined the use of Lego race cars in introductory physics courses as a fun and easy to grasp way of teaching experimental uncertainty, limits experimental equipment, importance of starting a fundamentally strong experimental design. Use of Lego is credited with a significant drop in the number of students requiring quitting the course. Okay. Staff at the School of Physics and Astronomy at Queen Mary University, London, have illustrated the fundamental particles of the universe via LECO. They have created teaching materials and classroom posters that illustrate the subatomic particles, form of atoms, and how fusion works, even putting together a physics kit for teachers using store-bought bricks. A team of chemists in New York University used LECO as the inspiration for the shape and function of microscopic patchy particles that can be used to build complex but tiny structures described in a paper published in Nature in 2017. A similar vein, the versatility of LECO has inspired engineers to develop multi-use modular pieces to build complex structures such as photon detectors with an eye towards future low-cost off-the-shelf science. The programmable system called LECO Mindstorm has been a favourite with various robotics and outreach programs. Developed in IoT's Media Lab in the late 80s, the system has enjoyed a devoted following among programmers, academics and people who make robots that fight each other to death. It's also led to rather more helpful creations, including crowdsourced robot named Jitter, deployed on the International Space Station to locate and pick up floating litter in the station's zero-gravity environment. Similarly, the physics outreach team at CERN, Isolde, faculty in Geneva, Switzerland, used a Mindstorm build as a way to help students understand the conditions and challenges of nuclear research. This system has also been useful in undergraduate engineering courses by giving students hands-on experience of programming in an understandable tactile way. Who knows the world? What the world-changing innovations are being seeded by kids playing with some coloured bits of plastic and thinking, hey, how about we do it this way? More than likely, those kids will be the future women of NASA or some other space agency.